Sound 1. Friday. Sport.
Hiya, in the next 30 minutes, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. Tonight, we reflect on the proverbial game of two halves and that performance last weekend in the 3-1 victory over Ross County, and look ahead to the next game at Dens Park tomorrow when Aberdeen meet Dundee. As always, our man with the team ahead of the game is Dave Galloway.
Hi, John. Been speaking to manager Derek McInnes. He says every game brings a new challenge.
You learn about your team all the time. You try and put consecutive wins together and beating wins together at different stages in the season. You know, we can't win every game, but you know, you're right to say it. Not so long ago, win seems such the hardest thing to do, to get 3 points, but you know, I think we've shown enough. Certainly the last two home games have been, you know, strong enough performances to win the game. We're a way point at Hamilton, we weren't anywhere near our best, but still pick up a point. So I think what we're looking for, especially on the road, is to make sure we're really convincing that we'll work. And we try and, as I say, make sure we're difficult to play against first and foremost. I think that's what we've got to be, but you know, we're certainly hoping to build on the 3 points for last week. We normally play with, you know, the front three, you know, who are all capable of scoring goals, so they've got an attacking threat, they've got good experience as well. Paul's put together a decent squad there, an experienced squad, and it's like everything, you know, they're probably where they were, roughly where they were last season, but you know, like ourselves, you know, there'll be a lot of people looking at Dundee for more. I think they are, this is the results have shown already this season, they are a team who can fight it out with anybody on any given Saturday, and you've got to, when you play against teams like that, you've got to play well. And ironically, we were down there last year and probably the worst performance against them was the game we won, but I would take that again tomorrow, a poor performance and 3 points, because we just want to make sure that we try and keep this wee run going.
And John, the boss is also keeping his options open about bringing players in during the January transfer window.
I think it's, again, dependent on a lot of things. Dependent injuries, dependent form, dependent where we are as a club, you know, as well. So we've got to make sure that we feel we've got a squad here that can win games. If we feel that there's people out there that can help us add to that and make that help us in our challenge for the second half of the season, then of course we'd look at it. But you know, you normally find January's a more difficult month to plan and get exactly what you want in. So you've got to remember, sometimes I think it's easy for managers to always look at what you would like, and sometimes it's not always what you need. And for me, it's important that you look at what you've got here first and foremost, and I've got every confidence the squad's here to help us be successful. And but you would never say never, because it's still, what are we talking, 7-8 weeks away before it finishes, so it closes, so there's still plenty can happen between now and then.
We'll come back to the possible transfers that maybe you'd like in your shopping basket just a little bit. You've been speaking to the current playing staff as well, though, Dave. This week it's Graham Shinney.
Yes, John, and the Dons defender is impressed with tomorrow's opponents, the Dark Blues.
They're a good team. They've recruited pretty well in the summer, but we've got a lot of players that we can do damage with as well. And I think that's what we'll look to do. And Dens Park's never an easy place to go. I know that from past experience, but if we play to the top of our game, I'm sure we can get the win. They obviously want to get the wins instead of the draws, but I think they've played well in some of the games that they have drawn, so I'm sure they'll take some confidence from that. But like I say, we'll just focus on us and what we've been doing and look to impose ourselves on the game. Training's been great. All the boys have worked hard like they have done even when we were losing games. So yeah, it's just a case of now looking to cement second place and try and put as many points on the board as we can.
Let me bring in Andrew and Dave at this point. I think that the main question from last week is, what was in the halftime oranges?
Something that they need to keep and use again, but preferably before the first half tomorrow. Yeah. But it was, I mean, never was the game of two halves more apparent than that game last Saturday afternoon. And dare I say it, Andrew, our co-commentator Barry Robson called it absolutely correct, and he didn't disappear at half-time, but he what he said was exactly what happened in the second half.
Indeed it was. I mean,
as he's kept on telling everybody.
I'm sure he has done. I mean,
whether they were listening to Red TV or not. Break it down for us. What did Barry Robson say then?
He said that he thought we would still win the midfield, that Derek would change the tactics, switch around so that we could get our wide players playing out in the flanks in the second half. And that's exactly how it transpired, and exactly how we got the game, the whole momentum of the game turned round, and it was a fantastic second half performance. First half, best forgotten, I think.
Well, what did go wrong in that first half? It just seemed that Ross County wanted to win the ball more.
Well, going back to what Barry was saying, you know, he didn't think that Aberdeen worked.
Do you want me to phone Barry? Get him on.
No. But he said, I'm not pointing the finger and saying that they're not working hard enough, but he said, we've just all got to get together and be more compact. I think there was too much space for Ross County to operate in the first half, and Liam Boyce in particular utilised that space very well. Jackson Irvine had the run of the midfield, and Craig Curran finished very well.
We were saying that before we came on.
Yeah, it was an excellent finish.
He actually did it really well. I didn't think Danny Ward was out of position or anything. I thought Danny Ward spread himself quite well, but he just took the goal well.
There was just a breakdown in communication between Willow Flood and Mark Reynolds when that ball bounced between them in the middle of the park. Curran didn't wait, and it's symptomatic of what goes wrong when sides are in a trough of poor form. Every little mistake suddenly becomes highlighted and is turned into a goal, and that's what's been happening to Aberdeen. But as Barry said at half time, everybody's just got to run faster, jump higher, work 10% harder, and he said then the skill will take over and we can win the game. That's exactly what happened.
And then when things started to turn after that first goal, we did get a rub the green. Johnny actually looked embarrassed when the second goal went in. It was it was obviously meant to be a cross, and it just floated over the keeper. And when it went in, the crowd cheered, and Johnny put his head in his hands and sort of looked embarrassed by it. But that was really, you know, game over at that point.
Yeah, his teammates weren't embarrassed. His teammates were right across there.
Win bonus!
It was obviously meant to be a cross. Johnny was honest enough to admit that at the end of the game. But sometimes these breaks do go for you. You make your own luck, as they say. So, and I think on the 2-1 after that, only one team looked as though they were going to win it, and that was us.
That being said, Danny Ward is kind of making a habit of pulling off at least one outstanding save per game, and he had to do it again against Ross County, didn't he?
He did indeed. Jonathan Franks got down the right-hand side, put a great ball into the middle, and Liam Boyce couldn't have connected with the header any better. Had he connected worse, it would have been a more difficult save for Danny to make, I think. But it was a very, very important save. Not only did he stop it, but he made sure that he parried it away from goal, out of the danger area, and then we got the part, and we get the third goal, which was the icing on the cake for Niall McGinn. It finished off a magnificent second half performance from Niall, and having said that, Craig Story then still had to pop up at the end to make sure that we didn't have a nervous couple of minutes when Jackson Irvine's shot was goal-bound. So it wasn't the perfect second-half performance from Aberdeen, but it was a heck of a lot better than the first. And if we can maintain that momentum throughout 90 minutes, we're going to be very difficult for anybody to beat.
Last time, I'm thinking about the last few games, last time we beat Dundee United, then went away from home against Hamilton and struggled. This time, you know, we've got the win against Ross County. Will we go away from home and struggle again against a Dundee team that just keep on drawing?
Yeah, we certainly did last season. And if last season's form is to looked at, you would probably expect a share of the spoils tomorrow. You hope that Aberdeen will take the momentum from last week into tomorrow's game. We'll have a good crowd down there. We've sold over 2,000 tickets.
Thankfully, we don't have to cross the Forth Road Bridge to get there.
Indeed, so in which case we'd have had to leave by now. And there's turnstiles open, cash turnstiles open as well tomorrow. So, and it's always a good atmosphere down there. So, you know,
it's a grass pitch.
Yeah, we played well when we lost in the cup this time last year down there. Obviously I'm going for the fact that I think Aberdeen will keep the momentum going, but it's not going to be easy. Dundee are a very, very good side.
It's interesting, I was saying to Andrew before we came on air, Paul Hartley was saying, we've been going okay. They've only lost four games, but they've had so many draws. So we've been going okay. If we can just tighten things up at the back a little bit more and not concede at all, then you know we'll win more games. Which kind of points to the fact that he doesn't expect to score that many more goals, Andrew.
No, I think that's what he's alluding to there, that he doesn't feel that they're probably good enough to go in such an attacking manner that to try and chase more goals at the expense of leaving the back door open. The back door needs to be rock solid. And I think in James McPake and the Spanish guy Echeverría, the two of them are playing central defence now, and they've had a wee run of games together, and he's quite happy that there's a bit more solidity about their side. Paul McGinn and Kevin Holt, the two fullbacks, like to get forward, but he's got to make sure that his centre-backs do their job properly. Like Dave, a share of the spoils definitely looks on the cards tomorrow, because we've drawn our last two league games, I think, down there, and Dundee have given us problems in the past, and there's a wee guy wearing number 8, Nicky Lowe, who will be determined to put one over his old teammates tomorrow.
Yeah,
he's playing.
He didn't play last time. I wonder what he's thinking going into this one. Well, we'll find out from his boss in a second. It's Dundee versus Aberdeen tomorrow lunchtime. Coming up, we've heard from our boss. Next up it is Dundee's Paul Hart. Dundee versus Aberdeen tomorrow lunchtime. Dens served up mixed fortunes for us last season. A sole win in the Scottish Cup for sure. So what's Paul Hartley got planned for tomorrow?
Usually good games. Last season was tough games against them. We always felt we were more than a match for them. We had another tough game against them this season, and I expect the same again on Saturday.
Aberdeen, some of their dodgy results of late, has that given you added cause for optimism? Have you seen things that you can hopefully exploit?
I think you look at every opposition and every team that you look to try and exploit them. Hopefully we can try and exploit Aberdeen on Saturday. They'll be saying the same about us. They've been through a difficult period like every other team does, but they've shown in the last two or three games that they're back to form again. So we expect another entertaining game and a tough game.
Draws against Hearts and notably St Johnson, after they'd come to Dundee the week before, I think, or a couple of days before, and taken points from Dundee United. Although they're getting draws, they're obviously very, very solid. To take a point from St Johnson at all in the form that they've been in, no bad going.
It's been a good run they've been on. You can understand any manager that has had four successive 1-1s is thinking we're just an inch away from 12 points instead of only 4 points. Because as we were talking about beforehand, they've had 8 draws this season. Now you'd rather have 3 wins and 5 defeats than 8 draws, because you're going to pick up more points.
Makes my pool scooping easier, though,
it does
say.
But you can talk about being on unbeaten runs and all the rest, but draws are so, they can almost damage your prospects as much as a defeat if you're not winning games. I think it'll be a tight game tomorrow, but it's two good football sides, and hopefully the weather's not going to ruin it, because there are forecasts of high winds, and Dens is quite exposed. It's quite high up in Dundee, but I'm looking forward to the game, certainly.
A little bit of chat this week about the fact that Ryan Jack is back in the squad. Do you think he'll play, Dave?
I think so. I think Derek holds Ryan very highly. He believes that the team kind of revolves around him, and he is the captain. So I would think if Ryan's fit, he'll be there.
It's one of those where we've spoken before, sometimes don't notice the work of someone like Ryan Jack until you remove him from the process, and then all hell lets loose. You think, well, that's what Ryan did.
Yeah. I mean, as Dave said, he's a vital component in the Aberdeen machine. Whether he comes straight back into the side or starts from the bench, we'll have to wait and see tomorrow.
This is a topic that's on Aberdeen Mad. It says, the boy scored 6 for United during a 6-month loan spell, and then for us, he's only 8 in 17 months. If he wants to stay, he better put in more... Is this the same guy from last week? He better put in more work. Not sure he's worth a wage. Any idea of his assist record? And the topic continues. Dave's followed that thread.
It's entitled, Good Willy, Aye or Nay. Don's Daft says, nah. And from Red Starter Finns, absolute unequivocal resounding no. Lazy, not a natural scorer, poor attitude, awful strike rate. Get him and Parker out, both a waste of a wage. For the sake of clarity, no. Yes, I think that's fairly clear.
Just in case you weren't following that train of thought.
Vasily Rats saw him years ago at Raith Rovers and thought he wasn't up to much. A wee flash in the pan at Tannadice, and that's been him. Get someone new in and ship him out to St Mirren. In David's defence, I think he's... I mean, having watched the three European games away from home, the Hearts game was mentioned, you know... David Goodwillie on form is an absolute class act, and his hold-up play is... there's nobody better at the
his
club.
His football brain, I always think, is amazing. He seems to be a couple of positions ahead of everybody else when he's...
Yeah, and he, you know, fair enough, he has had some indifferent performances, but when he's on song, he's certainly worth his weight.
So consistency is the key that he needs to strive for, then?
Not just him that needs to strive in consistency, that's most footballers.
Well...
most
arguably,
people.
Arguably. Let's get on to the teams and the one to watch. The teams, first of all. Let's start with Andrew Shiney.
I'm just going to go with the same team that started last week. Ward, Logan, Quinn, Reynolds, Considine, Hayes, Flood, McLean, Shinney, McGinn and Rooney.
And Dave Galloway, your team for the lunchtime game tomorrow.
A slight change to what Andrew said. A Ward in goals, Logan, Quinn, Reynolds and Shinney at the back, Jack and Flood the sitters, then McGinn, McLean and Hayes behind Rooney.
And Dave, Mac.
I've got a couple of changes from Andrew's. I've got Ash back instead of Paul and Ryan Jack in for Willow in the middle of the park.
Okay. One to watch. Let's go with Dave, Mac.
Now McGinn, because I think Dundee seems to be a happy hunting ground for him. He scored a hat-trick there in his first season, I think it was, with Aberdeen. It was Ryan Fraser's last appearance for Dundee, and I remember he really got up the noses of the Dundee fans when he ran and celebrated in front of them. So now for me,
I'm going to go for Graham Shinney. It was interesting hearing Graham Shinney saying, I know to my cost it's a difficult place to go, Dens Park. Graham's played 9 times against Dundee, 6 wins, 3 draws. He's going to make it 7 wins, 3 draws tomorrow.
Okay, and Dave Galloway.
Adam Rooney, for me, looked very sharp against Ross County in the second half, and he really showed those predatory instincts to get a goal. He could be the match winner tomorrow.
Okay, before we get the predictions from our experts, let's get the poll this week. Will it be Den's delight for the Dons on Saturday again on Aberdeen Mad? So will the Dons be victorious tomorrow? Dave's got the results.
Yep, it's a yes, 66.7%. John, no, 33.3%.
Two-thirds to one-third, pretty much. Let's see what our experts think. Andrew?
Having said that a draw looks to be on the cards, I think the Dons will just shade it 2-1.
Dave Galloway?
I'll go one better than Andrew. I'll go for 3-1 Aberdeen. I'm feeling confident about this one.
And okay, Dave, we're rising in increments here. Let's go for this.
No, we've both said a draw looks on the cards, so 2-0 for Aberdeen.
Let's have a look at the other games. Celtic against Hamilton, first of all, Andrew, if this goes ahead.
If it goes ahead, Ali Crawford could be back for Hamilton, but I think Celtic showed up at Inverness. Domestically, they're very tough to beat, and I think they'll get 3 points again tomorrow.
Hearts against Inverness, Dave Mack.
Yeah, Hearts, they slipped up a wee bit last week at Motherwell, but I think Inverness, up and down season, I think Hearts will win this one 2-1.
That's assuming they get across the bridge. Kilmarnock versus Dundee United, Dave Galloway.
That's a really interesting one. I think the first goal could be vital there. If Kilmarnock get it, then I can see no way back for Dundee United. I think Kilmarnock will edge it 2-1.
Partick Thistle versus Motherwell, Andrew.
Free scoring, Partick Thistle. Five goals last week.
Yeah.
Manager of the month for Alan Archibalds. Well deserved. Partick to win that one for me.
And finally, Ross County against St Johnstone, Dave Mack.
Yeah, I'm going for a share of the spoils here. I'll go for a 1-1, Ross County being at home.
Highland League games tomorrow. It's a bit of a mix because we've got some Scottish Cup replays as well. But in the Highland League, Bucky against Fraserburgh, Forest versus Turriff United. Keith take on Broder Rangers. Nairn County are at Lossiemouth. And it's Rothes against Clach. In the Scottish Cup third round replays, An Athletic against Inverurie Locos. At Cove take on Fermartin United in an all-Highland League game. John Sharon from Cove Rangers.
You know, I think one-off games in cups are always have that feel. It's life or death, we've got to win. And when you've got a nice reward at the end of it, it just makes it more interesting and certainly will spice up the game for tomorrow.
Interesting game. For Martin United's Chris Hunter.
The talking starts at 3 o'clock on Saturday, and it's about the players then, and hopefully they can prove that they are a better team. And go that one step further than we've managed so far and get a win.
Bold versus for Martin United, the Scottish Cup third round replay. In the other games, Lothian, Thistle, Hutchison, Vale take on Huntley, and Wick Academy welcome Linlithgow Rose in a replay as well in the juniors, Dave.
Hopefully, the third time of asking, Stonehaven will get their game at Glenurie Park played against St Anthony's in the Junior Cup to join Hermes in the last 32 in the Super League. Bankers Ternan against Maud FC, Stonehaven at Bank City, Dufftown against Bridgeton Thistle, Dice Cooter, that looks the pick for me, Holrus United against Devonside, and finally Hermes entertain Inverness City.
And that is pretty much it for this week. We'll keep you posted across the weekend, of course. Aberdeen against Dundee in Dundee tomorrow, kick off 12:30. It's on Red TV as always, and we'll see you next week for Friday Sport.